This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Three people were injured and hundreds were displaced during an explosion at an apartment complex in Aurora Saturday. Firefighters responded to the call of smoke at Parkside Collective. Resident Matt Lynn said the blast occurred as crews arrived on scene.
So I walked around and that's when I saw that there was a large hole in the side of the building and someone on the ground being treated for injuries to his face.
Three people were hospitalized. Red Cross set up a shelter to assist more than 300 residents. Fundraising for key state Senate races is accelerating as Democrats and Republicans vie for control of the chamber. CPR's Will Cornelius reports.
With seven seats possibly in play, state Republicans hope to flip the upper chamber this fall. But they will need to win six of those races to do that. In a close race, a fundraising edge can give a candidate the deciding advantage. Republicans hold a slight lead over Democrats in fundraising for these key races. But the committee supporting Senate Democrats still has nearly $3 million in reserve. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
And in college football, the Air Force Falcons beat the CU Buffs Saturday 41-10 in the team's first meeting in nearly 50 years. Well, it's going to be warmer today, although it may not feel like it right now. It's 48 degrees in Denver, highs near 80 for the Front Range today. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC.